Good evening, church. How's everybody doing? It's night three, I believe. I'm sure you guys are plenty of hungry. I will be in John 8, 25 through 32, if you could please turn with me there. And as Modesto said, my title is Exalted by Truth. So starting off in verse 25, excuse me, it says, "Who are you?" they asked. "Just what I have been telling you from the beginning," Jesus replied. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him I tell the world." They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do not do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." Even as he spoke, many believed in him. So the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So for those of you who may be new to fasting, here's a little insight as to what fasting is. Fasting is a time to take out something from your life that you may be distracted by and dwell too much into, reliant on, etc., and giving it up to the Lord in turn for a change of perception or matter of heart. This is a time that you give to the Lord in prayer for a more intimate time so that you can hear instruction from him or develop a better relationship, understanding, and reliance to his sovereignty and mercy. It could also be used as a time for a reset, perhaps after getting so intertwined with your day-to-day responsibilities and realign yourself with God and his truth. The definition of truth is that which is true or in accordance with fact or reality. And I do have some questions to get your minds running in perspective of what is being presented to you all. However, when you fast, there is usually a reason behind it. No one goes without eating for no reason. It's torture to your body. Fasting, in light of the word, is for the complete reliance in God through prayer and patience on the answers that he has for us, while we cut out any distractions that previously took our attention away from spending time with him. So why do we fast and pray? When we fast and pray, we are lending our needs and worship up to God because we know that he hears and he takes delight in our fellowship with him. In Psalm 50:15, it says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me." Also in 1 John 5:14-15, it says, "And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him." We offer up our prayers knowing that God will take care of it in due time, and he answers with promises and truth. Truth is the reason we rely on him, because there is nothing that he proclaims that does not come to fruition. We can see the fruit that comes with his answers through the evidence. Whether you do or don't get the job that you're waiting on, or the person that you're praying on does get healed or doesn't, we have to wait patiently on his yes, no, or wait. Those answers tell us what he is doing, and the outcome will acknowledge whether it was from the Lord or not through the glory and work that is given to him. We willingly submit to a time of prayer and fasting because we acknowledge that what we are doing is true and the power that works in it, because God is in control of everything. We know the truth of the world and we see evidence of it. We know that the world is full of lies, confusion, deceitfulness, selfishness, anxiety, worry, etc. And it's the truth about this world. There's no denying that we are shown all of these characteristics in our day-to-day life. Our world is just completely flipping upside down. Kind of like the first pancake you put on the stove. The top is nice and golden, but once it's flipped, you realize it's all burnt. That is like how the world is turning. But not only is that there that kind of evidence of truth in this world, but there is also the living truth that gives eternal life, that gives us hope, life, steadfastness, peace, and a clear path of righteousness to walk in. The words of God that he has given us to abide in and to expose the lies and show what is true and pure and perfect. Because we can only know the truth by reading God's word. Abiding is an important factor. Definitions of abiding include acting in accordance with and acknowledge. Through the obedience of abiding, we are promised to inherit the knowledge of truth and freedom that God has established for us to dwell in, as stated by Jesus in verse 32. of John. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's from John 8:32. So the first point I want to give out is you are what you eat. I'm sure you have all heard the saying, you are what you eat, right? It's a very common saying that I'm sure you've all heard from childhood. Now, it doesn't literally mean that if you eat a Cheeto, you're going to turn into a small, contorted, cylindrical figure covered in cheese dust. But the saying means that in whatever you input into your body, you're going to output the appropriate reaction. So if you're constantly eating junk food and intaking substances that you can negatively affect your body, inside and or out, it's going to show through your actions and emotions, through chemical imbalances, your habits, your physicality, skin, teeth, hair, etc., and just through your overall demeanor and how you present yourself. Now, I can attest to this because of the different phases I've been on through my experiences with the gym. When I cut weight, I eat less calories, and I start to lose more energy because of my lack of nutrients. When I want to gain weight and muscle, I have an extra supply of energy to expand because of the extra calories that I'm intaking. Granted, my energy output also depends on the kinds of food I'm eating. Nonetheless, the concept applies with the intaking and the indwelling of God's word. If I am putting in the quality time to study and learn, but also apply God's word, then the way I react to situations and circumstances, the way I think to handle something, to respond, will all be affected drastically. The reason behind this, the truth that lies in the scripture. In Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more you continually intake the word, the more wisdom you obtain, the more all kinds of questions are answered. 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. The word is what sets us free from the grasp of sin in our hearts. It's what leads us into the path, of righteousness and sanctification, to properly apply God's word as per what he intended and what is edifying to the body. We allow God to lead our path because of the faith and trust we have in him. In Titus 1:2, we see the evidence through Paul's life that God's truth and that he cannot lie because of his characteristics of pureness and holiness. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. Through the evidence of each of our lives, His love for us is shown, in which we can continuously take heed in His word to direct us as we live our lives in Him. Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners in sin, sinning, Christ died for us. So of course, it goes to my second point. There's an outcome, right? The outcome of intaking of the truth. And that's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So back to the picture of the intaking of the food. There's an outcome, whether it be the eccentric energy that comes from eating well or the sluggishness from eating ineffectually. The Holy Spirit will guide in the path of righteousness that God desires for the individual. A path that leads and guides into truth. The Spirit convicts and reveals the lies that the enemy may throw, and it's up to the individual to make the decision. Because even if we know the truth, we still have the free will to make the wrong choice. But with the knowledge and reverence you have towards God, you will see that the Spirit's conviction is leading you to make the choice in your best interest, in which leads to a glory dedicated to God. John 14:26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. John 14:15-17, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. John 16:13-15. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the scripture will receive from me what he will make known to you. The Holy Spirit will be exalted and made more evident through your life, and more the stronger your faith is towards God. The truth will be revealed, and your mind will be less influenced and less prone to the deception and lies that lord in the world. Galatians 5:22-23 states, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." In conclusion, there is truth, and we have all the answers right in our grasp. However, in order for us to follow and recognize the truth, we must be abiding in his word. Again, another example of Paul's words. When he was addressing the church of Corinth, because they were not choosing to grow in their spiritual maturity, they could not receive the fullness of God that he wanted to present them. 1 Corinthians 3:1-7. "But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not yet ready, for you are still of the flesh. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, 'I follow Paul,' and another, 'I follow Apollos,' are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, as the Lord assigned to teach. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. So let us reside in the knowledge that God has presented us with and listen in to the truth that he wants us to hear and know, growing in our spiritual maturity. Amen? Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before you now, Lord, and I just want to thank you, Lord, for this time you've given me to present your word to your people, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for just all that you've done in our lives, Lord, and what you are working in our lives, Lord, for the future, Lord. I just ask, Lord, for your strength and for your diligence, Lord, upon us, Lord, as we continue this fast, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would reveal any answers that we are questioning or that you would answer any of our questions, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would strengthen us, Lord. Continue to give us that guidance, Lord, to be the light in our path, Lord, that we are walking. I ask, Lord, that you would just be able to speak to everybody here, Lord, that they would take these words, Lord, your words to heart, Lord, that they would see the power that indwells in them, Lord. For your words have power, Lord, and your promises are kept by you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for this time you've given me, that you've given them, Lord. And I pray, Lord, for due diligence in your word, Lord. I just thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.